Welcome to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM this evening. I hope you're having a relaxing night. Strap yourself in. Join us for the ride. I had a quite interesting ride here actually today, Brother Dolby. I came out off my bus stop and there was a massive rumble between the Vegan League and the Hare Krishnas. There was blood on the streets of Dolby, I tell you.
What's the deal then with vegans and human blood? Like, is that an issue as well then?
I would say it's probably bound to be an issue actually.
Anyway, what have we got on tonight, Brother Dolby? What's happening? Who's our guest?
Oh, I've got an old friend of mine actually, Dave from Their Only Dreams.
I'm quite liking this at the moment. It always feels like every episode's a surprise. I never really know what's going on, who you've got coming on. It's cool.
I know. To be honest, it's always quite last minute.
Too busy behind the turntables and the drum machines, man.
Actually, David's here for his interview a little bit early. He was sound checking down the camera club and he's here now.
Thumbs up, dude.
Here he
Happy
is.
Happy New Year.
Wicked, man. I'm trying to get you on for ages, dude.
Kiwi Radio.
We're giving him a pass, Dylan.
59ABZK AMFM.
Nice.
Satellite. Space Link. Forever. XOXO.
And a little bit later, we're going to talk to Quint Baker, actually, who's got an art show on somewhere in Dolby City. We went there last week. It was entertaining.
Dolby Brothers. Special Space Link broadcast. Brought to you by Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers?
The oldest men's clothing chain.
I think, Brother Dolby, we might have to bring the interview with David forward. I think he's ready to go.
Yeah, go for it, man.
We'll be right back.
I have been wanting to interview this guy for a long, long time. We are very, very lucky tonight. We've got David from The Only Dreams. He's flown all the way from Los Angeles for one show in Dolby City, and he is sitting right next to me and Brother Dolby in the studio for an interview. Welcome, David.
I think it's safe to assume you're not stupid like everybody else. Why is everybody so stupid?
Yeah, no, certainly people appear to be stupid, but especially here in Dolby City, but I think people are just jamming to the cosmic clock and just doing their thing. Hey, tell me, what's Negative Jammer about?
Part one on my response to what Negative Jammer is about. Again, Negative Jammer came to me as two words in my head, negative and jammer. End of part one. If you Google the term negative jammer, to this day, you will see that nobody else has put those two words together and made anything out of them. Those words came to me many years ago. I would say at least 12 years ago. On your average weekday work day, a long time ago when I was just slacking. I was just slacking in life, doing my day job, but not just, you know, kind of just doing the motions and faking it until you're making it. I had a job, but I wasn't really interested in it. I wanted to be a rock star. Of course I did. I had wanted to be a rock star for already so many years before that fateful day. And I was just looking at a trash can, looking at this messy job site, and I saw some materials. Lime, maybe a bag of lime. Battered, dented, beaten up trash can. So at this job site, I wrote Their Only Dreams on the ground in lime, took a picture of it. That's how I was getting my day-to-day creative output, you know, on those, you know, posts. Musical loser days of my life. And that's how I would keep going creatively, because it's too difficult for me to record music the way I like to record, you know, in my house. I like to have space. This is part Z, by the way.
So your inspiration comes from the daily routine, like me trying to put a bicycle helmet on Ezra. Say hello, Ezra. Say hello.
Hi.
Say hello, David.
Hello, David.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, little lad. Your papa is my friend. Good guy. I've been talking to this guy, your papa, for many, many years. His name, you know, is Dylan. And it's been like almost 15 years, I think. Like, I've been going back and forth talking to this guy. He made like a disc jockey. And I see his page on internet. And it reminded me of this Sega Genesis golf video game that I used to play when I was a little boy.
Oh, you're making me feel like That were great times in MySpace. Hey, Negative Jammer, I love the song. Tell me about it. Where did it come from? How did you come up with it?
Well, anyways, more years go by, and now it's like 2013, and I have one of these home recording sessions that I get the space I need and the time I need, and I take ideas from my notepad, like song titles or lyrics here and there, or riffs, and I needed to record a song because I had a limited amount of time available, so I was like, Negative Jammer, I'm gonna do something with that finally. And I started recording Negative Jammer. This is, so you got the, you got your negative and you got your jammer. Okay, so, and it's a song, so I went, this is the song of the Negative Jammer. And then a couple weeks later, and I had that song, version one, not the version you're sharing. The first version is from the Their Only Dreams self-titled album. It's not the first Their Only Dreams album. I think it's like the third or the fourth. It's gonna get more interesting.
So let's talk about Negative Jammer a bit more. What's the song actually about? Because you can read a lot into that song.
Negative Jammer has a lot to do with music, you know, going from the in real life world of, you know, getting your stuff out into with a community of other bands and show promoters, and how that trend in clubs, and how that transitioned to this like digital world, and you know how over these decades from 2000 to now, you know, it was written in the middle of the 10s, how the shift, you know, and just the, you know, the kind of toxic world of trying to have a band and trying to get your music out there and heard, and like, you know, competitive world, all that kind of bad stuff, and you know, people playing games with each other. The Negative Jammer. What a tune.
Hey, for anyone listening, where's the best place for them to check out your music?
Hello again. My name is David Ludmirski. I'm the operator of Their Only Dreams. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, somewhere between 6 to 8 collections of music, also called albums, that you can find at theironlydreams.bandcamp.com. There's also Their Only Dreams on Spotify, Apple Music, all the electronic digital music platforms. I'm distributed to all of them, although only about 5 people a week listen. Yeah, so let's get those numbers up.
And that's what we always say here at Radio Dolby, 89.6 FM. Hey, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, David. I know we've known each other for years, and we need to call each other one day, actually, and we need to talk more often, I think. Thanks so much for coming and joining us here, and good luck for the shows here in Dolby City.
All right, Dolby Brothers. It was nice talking to you. I really appreciate the friendship over the seven seas. to my brothers and sisters and elders. I say hello again, and in the future of a happy and safe world.
Up in the morning and you're like, what was that dream about? I mean, I remember bits, but what does it mean? Is it important? And why do the same things keep coming up in my dreams? Like, why is there always a candle? What's going on? Does it mean something important? Can it help me? Is someone trying to tell me something? Here at Delta City Dream Merchants, we can interpret your dreams. With our dream machine, oscillator, and MRI, we can read your dreams. We can re-screen them, reinvent them, watch them over and over.
Stay tuned for more Dolby Radio Therapy with DJ Masters, Dylan, and Andy.
So, brother, what do you think of Quinn's artwork? Do you like it?
Well, I don't really know much about art, you know. It's pretty eclectic. It's kind of what I imagine it to be honest. Like, eclectic, crazy stuff. But, yeah, I like it. I love everything Quinn does. The guy's a genius.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you earlier, but we're actually going to be performing tonight. We're going to do an improvised piece, and you're going to be playing the bongos and the tambourine. Did I mention that to you?
No, you didn't mention it, but I'm cool to do that. I'm in a good headspace at the moment, Dylan, so yeah, I'm down for whatever, man.
I think we better sit down. This lady's about to talk about Quint's artwork. Hang on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have witnessed a special exhibition by the artist Quint Baker, but as your host tonight, I wish to let you know that the exhibition is not over. We still have three amazing performances to come. First, I would like to talk a little about the art of Quint Baker. In Quint Baker's work, I can see with regard to the issue of content, the disjunctive perturbation of the spatial relationships brings within the realm of discourse the distinctive formal juxtapositions. I find this work menacing and playful.
Does it sound like Quint's work to you?
Resonance of the purity, I guess, kind of.
Brings within the realm of
discourse.
I just
think his stuff's
the
cool and weird.
Handling of light.
It is, but
tonight, I'm surprised
not
that no one has
his
mentioned
style.
That the aura
sounds
of the gesture
like,
notates the exploration
style,
of montage elements. The subaqueous
as
qualities
usual,
of the gesture
no idea what's
brings
going on.
Within the realm of discourse. The substructure of critical thinking.
Do you concur
it's difficult
with her
to
conclusions?
Enter into this work. Because of how the subaqueous qualities of the sexual signifier
I have no idea what she's going on about, man.
In light of a participation
the thing I
in the critical
told you,
dialogue
Dolby
of the 90s,
this, for the song
I
tonight,
painter,
I haven't got anything
I think
prepared.
The
I just said, just
of
give me a topic
endangers the
and I'll do a song or a poem
of
about
pieces.
It.
With regard to the
you're,
issue
you're
of
okay
content,
with that, eh?
The disjunctive perturbation
of
the fracture makes resonant. The inherent
over-specificity.
I am troubled by how the internal dynamic of the biomorphic forms verges
Jesus,
on codifying
on
the
about?
Accessibility of the work.
Lord, give
although this
strength,
should not be ignored, nor assumed to be both
Quint's
intentional
still awake
or
all
unintentional.
This. Where is Quint, by the way?
I could go on,
getting ready, I guess.
But I won't.
Nah,
would you
I think
please
he's,
welcome our first
there,
performer
check
of the
it.
Night, freeform
oh,
jazz pianist,
that's not Quint.
Ezra.
Thing of this kid skills, brother Dolby. Play jam along with one of your beats. Has he got what it takes?
I think the little fella needs a fair bit of quantize, Dylan, man. It's alright though.
Yeah, he's playing in the spirit of whatever he's doing, that's for sure.
Sounds a bit like a bag of hammers, Dylan, eh? Maybe not Dolby material just yet.
Maybe he's onto something. we better make our way to the back of the stage, Brother Dolby. We've got a song or something to perform in a second.
We're up next.
Come on, man. I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
And now we have the Dolby Brothers, who will be performing a poem entitled Beef.
Beef. I used to buy lots of mince back in the day, 2 kgs a bag. We had to boil it in a pot first, because all the fat would come to the surface and would fill up a cup and throw it out the window. But beef is not cheap anymore, because the cows take a long time to grow, and we have to think about the environment and methane, because methane lies around in the atmosphere much longer than carbon. I'm going to pay for it. It's beef, 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 beef and milk. It's like yin and yang, black and white. They're different, but they work together in the cow.
Thank you very much, Dolby Brothers. And now,
really
performing
good,
a new piece entitled Can I present to you Quint Baker?
Let's go.
Inside, I am a major talent that not many people know about. Well, that's because I'm trying to keep that way. Imagine if even a small part of the world got hooked on even one of my songs. No time at all, I've become a world slave. People don't really think things through, or the right way. To be rich or famous, you have to be insane. Look, people don't really think things through. To be rich and famous, that would be the worst thing to do. Don't hide your light under a bushel, they say. Look, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm hiding my light under a bushel. Power is overrated. No one listens to me online, and no one listens to me in real life. And isn't that good? Nobody listens to me, and because of that, I'm free. So if you're not rich, you have to live without respect. I get that. But on the other hand, you don't have to do what everyone expects. People don't really think things through. Okay, so you don't have respect. But this way you can do what nobody expects. People don't really think things through. Don't hide your light under a bushel, they say.
My light under a bushel.
Don't hide your light under a bushel, they say. That's exactly what I'm doing. Hiding my light under a bushel. To be rich and famous, that would be the worst thing to do. Power is overrated.
Do you want to know what it's like to dream again? for this weekend, Dolby Beds are having another Goldilocks special. Come along to one of our showrooms and try before you buy, but don't fall asleep. Unless, of course, you want to follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams and get yourself a bed. Follow your dreams, don't lock them in your head. Follow your dreams and get yourself a bed. At Dolby, beds.
You're in good hands with Dylan and Andy on Dolby City Radio. For some of the best in Kiwi entertainment, join us in Dolby City Central on Radio Dolby.
Gotta be honest, Dylan. Mm-hmm. I think this has been one of the best episodes in ages, man.
Yeah, I think so.
I really enjoyed doing this with you, this episode. Big up to the guests, you know. It's just been... It's been really cool, man. What do you reckon? Do you think it's a good one?
Yeah, I loved it, actually. I just haven't been able to talk to David from Their Only Dreams was a highlight for me. I've been wanting to talk to that man for a long time.
Might have a new musician in the works, Dylan. Kelly.
Ooh, nice.
Guy that I work with. Super handsome.
Oh, okay.
Super savant on Music Man, eh? So, yeah, man. I reckon it's going on. Looking up. Cool, man.
Oh, it's always good to have anyone join the Dolby Brothers and play some tunes with us. If you're keen, look, send us an email, thedolbybros@gmail.com, and we'll probably play something with you.
They're Only Dreams, man.
Yeah.
What a guest. Yeah, that was just fantastic. What a song as well, eh?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I love it.
Man, that was the coolest stuff, man. If we can get more people like him, you know, we can do anything, bro.
We can. Yeah, we want more people like... Oh, Dave's pretty unique, though. He's one in a million, that man.
Brother Dolby, I love you, my man.
I love you too, Brother Dolby.
Brother from another mother, eh? Keep it real, Dylan. Enjoy your family holiday this week, eh?
Oh, thank you, brother.
Lost in the music, I'm lost in the music.
Yeah, so another few little thank yous. Shona May, as usual, for her lovely little voiceovers that she does for us. Quint, our last Quint song for a while as he gets recording and doing some more music for us. And of course, David from Their Only Dreams. Thank you so much for this week.
Folks, we're shouting out, Dylan. One shout out, my brother Simon, literal brother. James Sutton, Kate, all those OGs from back in Edinburgh. Still listening to Radio Dolby. Biggest fans, actually.
Alright, song of the week this week is Negative Jammer, but a little bit of a remix. It's like Their Only Dreams versus the Dolby Brothers and our own twist on Negative Jammer.
Together, make some music with me. I sent him a text on Sunday and I heard nothing. And then on Monday I was feeling a little bit disappointed about, you know, I thought we had something going on together, like that we had a connection with our music. So then on Tuesday I got a ring again and he didn't answer back, and I just started wondering what was going on, you know, like, and then Wednesday he sent me an email and I was like, that's weird, like, who sends emails these days? And anyway, it was quite a few paragraphs long, and he said, like, we're not, I don't like what you do, your stuff is bad, I don't like it, it's cheesy, it's dated, and he hates me. And I was like, well, okay, fair enough, whatever.
Have you heard of the Negative Jammer? It's a song of the Negative Jammer. Always thinking of you. Can't take care of himself, though. Have you heard of the Negative Jammer? It's a song.
If you're gonna jam with someone, like, you should at least be positive, and like, if you don't like their thing, just don't say anything about it. Just smile and go, that was awesome. I love Wicked, awesome, whatever, that's great. Alright, your stuff is great. And then just kinda like disappear them from your lives. And maybe that's actually what he was trying to do to me. Okay. Maybe he was I don't know. Don't be negative.
That's right.